The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm great, man. Nice good. Weather out and life is good.
Yeah. Well,
life is good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Good to check in with you guys.
Yeah.
Same time tomorrow?
Yeah. Baseball's on?
That's a recap. There's not a game until after 5 o'clock that I saw, at least. Sorry. How are the Royals doing?
Yeah. You know, still in the playoff chase.
Okay. I meant to ask you yesterday because I wasn't keeping up as well. You know, with college football.
Man, I lost yesterday to the Yankees. So, yeah.
And how's, pretty good. And how's Cleveland doing?
I think Detroit's making a surge,
too. That's the other thing, is that Detroit was having this run.
Yeah.
Brooke asked me about that. I don't know where she heard it, but she's like, what's going on with the Tigers? Must have been her dad said something. I was like, oh, I heard they're on a run because Laszlo mentioned
they got rid
it.
Of all their players and just started playing better, so who knows?
So they could be in the playoffs now, too?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I think...
it'll be a good final run of the season.
Tigers are coming to town, I think. Because I think I'm supposed to go to a game, maybe a Tigers game. But what else is going on? Did you watch Aaron Rodgers?
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I forgot that it's on network TV. I got home and I was like, oh, I don't have ESPN right now because I got rid of that bundle.
Mm.
But they've been running those Monday night games on ABC because they don't have enough viewers, I guess, right? Isn't that the deal? Is it on ABC every week? What'd you watch on ESPN? You have cable right now.
I have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So I just turned it on.
ABC.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, it was just over the air.
Yeah.
Because my YouTube TV just says, you turn it on, just says, I'm sure you want to watch this.
Football.
And it's just football.
Yep.
Monday Night Raw.
Right.
I'm like, all right.
So here's some things that we think you might like based on your interest.
Apparently you pay us this amount of money for these five things.
Yeah. So what did you think of Aaron Rodgers?
He looked all right at times, I mean, I think he's a better-than-average quarterback. I do. I know people are down on him. He still hasn't finished
Well, you never said he wasn't a good quarterback. You just said he wasn't the great that a lot of people say that he is because he doesn't finish it.
Even if he does, for whatever reason, he just couldn't, he can't get his team over the hump.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it once, but... And once is better than none. That's what
sure.
He's a good quarterback. But people put him up there with like Brady and Mahomes and Manning. I'm like, no.
They wanted to do that.
No. He's much more Russ Wilson than he is. And Russ is a great quarterback. We'll see how he does this year in Pittsburgh. But he's much more Russ than he is Mahomes. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, I just feel like people are quick to do that with a lot of people, whether it's Josh Allen or what's his face in Cincinnati. But with Aaron Rodgers, it was like people were saying it, and they said it for years, and I was just kind of like, he's won one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which, like you said, is good.
It's good.
But for these people who said he might be the greatest of all time, I'm like, Brady's still playing, too, at that point.
Mahomes is alive.
I know.
Right?
I know. Now you really can't say it. I mean, Mahomes obviously disproved that a long time ago. I mean, when we turned on the first game of the season, the Ravens game.
It almost feels like I'm defending him now, though, when I'm the guy who's been down on him.
I know you were the one who... All you said, though, is that he's not the greatest.
No.
And he's not, like, the second greatest.
He's above average. Like, you can win a Super Bowl with him.
He's very good.
Above the line, but I don't...
He's better than
above average.
How about
this? I don't think he's better than Matt Stafford.
Okay.
How about that? I don't think he is.
He might statistically not be.
Maybe.
Anyway,
I don't know. I'd have to look. But I don't think he's as good as him.
Probably not that far apart. So my question is, and Snowcone was asking me last night, I don't know because I don't know sports, but why do they pull him at the end of the game? Is it because they're really worried about him getting injured again?
Maybe.
Or is that it? You're just that worried about your quarterback? I mean, he could use... I know you're down.
Yeah,
but
you're coming
could
out.
Use some...
I just think if you're... I think they should... Why the Jets... If I was the owner of the Jets, I'd have been on the phone with Mike Vrabel at halftime. Like, dude, just come here.
Right.
We made a big mistake.
Right. I mean, just come, the same thing. But, yeah, they just can't catch a break.
Right.
They
and
can't
so,
do anything right.
But that said, you know, I think they probably had him on some, like if they're going to get down or up, probably some sort of pitch count to make sure he's okay.
But don't they think he needs the practice?
I don't think so.
No?
Played for 20 years, he's fine.
Yeah, but a couple touchdowns gets your confidence up.
He played all right. He threw some deep balls that were pretty good.
He had one big deep ball.
I probably
would have
taken him out, too. What I don't want if I'm the Jets is to be losing and then Aaron Rodgers get hurt again.
I know. Okay, I get that. But, and I don't know how much they paid him. It was an astronomical amount
of money.
And it was guaranteed, right, that they had to pay him all last year. So they don't really have an option. They have to, this has to work for them. He has to work.
He has to work.
I just don't know that. I mean, look, it's one game.
There's any great quarterbacks coming out in college this year.
Oh, really?
I don't. I mean, you know,
well,
people talk about Quinn Ewers. Right, you never know. People talk about Quinn Ewers. I mean, he literally destroyed Michigan, but I don't know if he's, like, the answer.
Well, the Jets, what's his name? Zach Wilson, wasn't that his name, right? I mean, wasn't he supposed to be the best?
They all are.
Right, they're all supposed to be the best.
Yeah,
and then
Caleb Williams had like 85 yards passing.
You really don't like him. That's your next guy.
I don't like and it's not, again, I think he's going to be a fine quarterback,
okay.
But it's like, what are, like, I saw Nick like last year.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was in college and he's ranking the top professional quarterbacks.
Yeah, they talk about him on the show all the time.
He has like Caleb Williams in the second tier of NFL quarterbacks. I'm like, this guy's not that good. He's not that good.
He's the new Aaron Rodgers. I'm waiting to see what happens. I just trust you with the quarterback stuff. You have not been wrong. And I'll tell you, I thought the one where you were maybe wrong was the Josh Allen stuff, because when he was at his hottest, you said, no, I'm not worried about this guy, though. He's not better than Mahomes.
He's not better than
Mahomes.
Man, he's not in the same
crushing
league
it right now.
As Mahomes.
But he was doing so well when you said that.
Yeah, he's really great during the regular season.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you make it
Mahomes
sound like...
Mahomes is a different breed. And I haven't always been the biggest Mahomes supporter. You know, like, I wasn't blindly in love with him from day one, but it's like, the guy's proven. He's got that gene, that clutch gene that most guys don't have. Those are the greatest quarterbacks. Mahomes, Brady, Manning. You don't want to hear it, but Elway.
Yeah.
You know, those guys. Like, yeah, there's not a lot of them. And when people start talking about Aaron Rodgers and
it's frustrating.
Josh Allen in the same breath as Mahomes and Brady, like, stop it.
Well, Mahomes, it was because Josh Allen and Mahomes were kind of coming up at the same time, right? So there was a chance that Josh Allen could catch this guy, beat this guy, and when he was able to beat the Chiefs, when he was really, you know, at the top of his game, people thought, oh, well, look, this guy, he's the guy. And it became almost like the Brady or Manning when
that's
Brady
what they
was
wanted.
Playing.
Yeah. And I get it. And people want that, but it's not real. It's not.
No. And then it just went away.
Right.
And so then they wanted it with
Brady Manning was legit for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Brady pulled away in the end, but Brady Manning was legit.
I remember before going into that game when they had all the TV people pick who they wanted, Manning crushed Brady in that poll.
Right.
And then I think they went in there and Manning got his ass kicked that time. But... that was like a real discussion that people were really having,
right.
And there was
a
reason
Manning's
to have
up
it.
There. You could still have it, maybe.
Yes.
You know, like maybe Manning
there
was
a
better quarterback. I don't know, and Brady just had a better defense all those years. I don't know the answer to that. Those guys, they're like on a different level. They're just guys who are on a different level, and you know they're on a different level. And some of those guys are on a different level. They didn't even win the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can just see him. Dan Marino was in that lap, just didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's the greatest to never win, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty easily answered
to
that
question.
Yeah, he was
great. He was great.
Yeah. And one of the, if you ask people who's
the greatest. Josh Allen is not in the same league as Dan Marino.
Not even close?
Well, I mean, he's close. That's the thing. Josh Allen is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Who's better between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre? Are they the same guy? I mean, I know they're different types of quarterbacks.
Brett
really?
Favre, I think.
Okay.
And I don't like Brett Favre, but, I mean, if you were to say who you're going to take in their prime, yeah. I'll take Brett Favre in his prime.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Brett Favre. I mean, I know that's totally different style, and I don't remember how many Super Bowls he won. Did he just win one?
Yeah, maybe. But he was just, you know, he got the Vikings in it. But I don't think he, I just kind of, I like his style better.
Who? Favre's?
Yeah.
Just throwing the ball, see what happens?
Like, let's get it done, boys.
Yeah. It's like us. Just throw it up in the air and see what happens.
Yeah.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. All right, coming up, I want to complain about something.
Please, I think I love it. Complain to my favorite.
Complain about music. Well, people are actually complaining.
Right
I want to
in front of my zipper.
I want to complain about the people complaining. That's like one of my favorite things to do.
Is it about Travis Kelce at the U.S. Open thing?
No. We should talk about that, though, huh? Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
He's a big celebrity now.
Him and Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about Tyrod Taylor earlier.
Yeah, that's
confusing.
I got confused a little bit.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift. But yeah. Taylor Swift, they were at the U.S. Open, and people are wildly upset, I guess.
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know.
Because
you saw the Reddit post I sent you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did you read the comments on that?
I didn't read all the comments. I mean, I saw the post that you sent, and I hold on, let me pull it up here.
People are furious with her.
Yeah, but why, though? I mean, just because of this outfit, or like, what's the problem?
What I've seen is that
I really don't understand.
She hasn't endorsed Kamala. And she's hanging out with Brittany Mahomes, who liked one of Trump's Instagram posts.
Yeah, and then I liked it.
The top comment was this picture of someone. So I thought they were making fun of her clothes because it's Margot Robbie in a dress and then Taylor Swift. Okay, so I was like, well, I guess they're upset about Taylor Swift's clothes. Maybe that's part of it. Then the next biggest one says, if the backlash gets big enough, I think she will say something, but it definitely won't be a Kamala endorsement, which this has been the whole predicted thing. Right, that they were.
Why
I guess
do we
it was
have to
Biden.
Have our celebrities endorse?
We really don't need them to. Really, don't need them to.
No,
and she never endorsed Biden, as far as I'm. Like,
no,
right?
There was
she
that whole rumor that after the game, right? They were gonna remember that whole conspiracy theory that she was going to endorse Biden after the game or something during the Super Bowl.
Said something anti-Trump at one point.
Who did?
Well, on her Netflix
documentary, in that documentary, she wanted to post something.
But that was for a rep in Tennessee.
But it was against a Republican, right?
Is that what it was? She clearly doesn't like Trump, but she never
And her family's like, I wouldn't.
Endorse
you don't need
Biden
to do that.
Or endorse
No, I think that
Obama.
Whole Biden thing was a rumor,
There's
though.
Some,
you don't
like
remember
a,
that?
You know.
But I'm saying, like, they expect her to now, like,
I know,
like
right.
she has in the past.
I know.
And she hasn't.
And I don't
forgetting.
Need celebrities to do that. I really don't. Like, whichever way. If they want to, great. I'm not a shut-up-and-dribble guy. You want to talk politics? Talk politics.
Right, but if you don't want to.
Don't
that's
want to,
fine,
like,
too.
And I was not offended when they asked Michael Jordan, how come he didn't endorse anybody? He said, Republicans buy shoes.
Right. Like, exactly. You're
okay,
running a
but
business.
But if you want to be, you know, Steve Kerr and talk about it, then great. That's great, too. Like, it's up to you. She doesn't have to endorse someone.
No. She really doesn't. She's running a business. And I'm with you 100%. If she wants to, that's great.
That's great.
I don't dislike you for endorsing someone.
And hanging out with someone who liked a Trump Instagram post doesn't mean you now endorse
no.
him. It's so weird.
I know, but they've been doing
and
this
even
for a
hanging
while.
Out like it's your boyfriend's friend's wife.
Yeah.
Like, what is she supposed to be like? Hey, Brittany.
We can't
like,
have this.
Don't like these posts about, like, come on.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
So we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We got to get to the bottom of this Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing at a time.
Let's start with the Taylor Swift stuff.
Well, I know people are upset about the endorsing stuff, whatever. What I saw people were wildly upset about was that she was at the U.S. Open with Travis, and Travis was dressed in an all-Gucci suit with a Gucci bucket hat, and they were there with Brittany Mahomes.
And somebody just
who's Brittany Mahomes' husband?
Patrick
Mahomes.
I think that's him there, yeah.
And they're up there, and apparently, you know, the darkness plays.
Okay.
And she sings along and does, like, you know, a guitar part, and he sings with her. And then she, like, grinds on him. And they show a picture, and you can kind of see Brittany Mahomes maybe saying to Patrick Mahomes, like, do you know this song? Which does not surprise me that she doesn't. And then, like, what's going on here? And Taylor and Travis are grinding on each other a little bit. Like,
okay.
She's in front of him dancing. I don't know if that's grinding or not. Whatever.
Yeah,
but they're just like, you know, this is, it's just like, you know.
This band.
Yeah.
I just heard this song in a movie the other day.
And they're all, they're like, it's so cringe. They don't even like each other. I'm just so shocked at people's responses to, like, and then they're like, it's not a football game. They should behave themselves at the U.S. Open. Don't they see anybody else isn't dancing?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I'm like, come on, guys. Just, who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
literally,
the political
who
stuff.
Who cares? Like, they're just, you know. And then they were like, what? I don't know. Who's her old boyfriend? I don't know.
Which one? Jack Antonoff?
No, she wasn't dating him, was she?
I don't know.
No, who's her old boyfriend?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, apparently he had just signed a deal with Gucci or something.
Oh.
And then Travis shows up in a full Gucci suit with a bucket hat. So they were trying to make some sort of connection there, which maybe there was. I don't know. But it was just like, why are we like, so what? So, and then they're all like, oh, she's an alcoholic. Oh, she does. Every time we see her, she's drinking. I'm like, she is a billionaire. She's young. She's dating. What's his name?
Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey. Leave her alone.
I don't understand if these people are fans of hers that are disgruntled, or if they just dislike her altogether.
I think these people hate her.
They just hate her.
But I don't know why.
They act like they hate her.
I don't know why they hate her.
Well, like, there's apparently numerous reasons, but, you know, supporting Trump as an act of racism apparently supports Trump because she hasn't endorsed Kamala. You know, and we could go on and on, all the things we've already just covered. So,
right.
Who knows? But I always was...
Well, I just thought, like, why are you outraged that she's dancing at the U.S. Open? Like, it's Taylor Swift.
Supposed to be classy, Lazo. Supposed to be classy. And these people know. They've been to the U.S. Open.
Also, I think, like, you're on Reddit.
Right.
When's the last time you went to the U.S. Open? And all you did was golf clap? Like, come on. Come on.
And it's always the same subreddits, and I just wonder, are these people being real or not? With the Taylor Swift stuff, they get so worked up that at least some of them have to be real, and I would say probably the majority of them, which is a crazy thing to think about, that that many people, hundreds of thousands, if not more, sit around that angry about what Taylor Swift is doing. A 30-some-year-old grown woman.
Right.
Who's, like you said, a billionaire. Dating.
Yeah.
And they're that concerned about it.
And they're having fun, and they're drinking, and listening to The Darkness. And by the way, they didn't pick the song.
Yeah.
So I don't know how cool the U.S. Open is, but, you know, they were the ones playing The Darkness.
You remember?
And I'm guessing, you know, was I Believe in a Thing Called Love was, you know, had something to do with the score. I don't know.
Oh, right.
Right,
okay.
In my head. That's
okay.
Right.
Like, that makes sense.
I'm like, so they were they played the song.
I'm not a tennis person. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, well, they played it, and, you know, I don't understand.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Well, also, you know, the song was a hit.
Are you surprised she knew all the words?
I don't know. I just heard that song in a movie, so maybe some people, yeah, maybe it was a pretty big song.
I'm surprised she remembered it. Yeah. It didn't seem like up her alley.
I hung out with those guys.
I know you did cocaine with them.
Okay.
No, you did.
I was going to bring it up, but...
Next issue.
You did do cocaine with them.
Right.
Next issue.
Not with Taylor.
No, I've never hung out with her.
No, with The Darkness.
I did hang out with them.
And you did cocaine with them.
A long time ago.
Yeah, you did a lot of cocaine.
Years and years ago. But it would have been when they were promoting that song, probably, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Look, you know, you try and be hospitable.
When in Rome, do cocaine?
Yeah. when anywhere.
I don't know.
Do cocaine. Except maybe, I would say, don't do it at Christmas or Thanksgiving with your family.
Don't
go out in the car to do it. And don't do it at the U.S. Open, I guess, because people, you'll get a lot of grief.
Also, stop
online.
Using the word cringe.
Yeah, it's become cringe itself.
I've said it like 2 years ago. People are like, oh, it's so cringe.
I just don't know what the word is to replace it.
Anything.
I know.
Uncomfortable.
We need something.
Awkward.
Yeah. We need a good, I guess awkward sums it up.
Like,
that was
let's
really
go back
awkward.
To what we really used to do.
Really, well, that's what
it's
I'm trying
awkward.
To think, too. What did we used to say?
Well,
did we say uncomfortable?
That and it looks uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it
uncomfortable.
Looks awkward.
I think that's how I describe
like,
Take
look
10
at that.
Talk
it's
shows.
So cringe. I'm like, you're cringe.
That show's uncomfortable.
The fact
I think
you say
said.
So cringe is cringeworthy in and of itself.
Yeah, it's just, it's too much. And it's been, and
right.
it's been too much for too long.
Right.
And sometimes things just work their way into the vernacular and they stick around. But that... doesn't it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't fit. It's just,
it feels awkward.
It feels like you're trying to be hip when you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so
awkward.
My issue probably isn't even as big of a deal, but it's about Beyonce. And I have no problems with Beyonce.
What's wrong with Beyonce?
So Beyonce put out a country album, which I kind of forgot about.
Yeah.
And it sold a lot of copies, I guess. Okay. It did pretty well, which I wasn't positive about. But I would assume she's a huge, huge, huge star. I thought I remembered hearing something about maybe wasn't doing as well as they hoped.
Like, I don't think I've ever listened to a Taylor Swift song in its entirety. And I don't think I've ever listened to a Beyonce song in its entirety unless she's a guest on it on Jay-Z's record.
I probably heard a Destiny's Child song in its entirety when I was a kid. But I don't really, like, if you told me the name or solo things, I know Put a Ring on it. That's the only one I can come up with.
Single Ladies.
Single Ladies, okay. Well, I was, you know, it's her song now. I had the right person. So she put out this country album. I guess it did really well, but now people are upset. Did you hear why they're upset? I mean, the album came out a while ago.
She got snubbed at the CMA.
She got snubbed by the CMA.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter was the biggest new country album of the year, with Queen Bee becoming the first black woman to hit number one on Billboard's Country Albums chart and the Hot Country Songs chart with Texas Hold'em. But despite her record-breaking success, the superstar singer was shut out of this year's Country Music Awards, with not one nomination.
That's what makes this so shocking, because Beyonce did put a huge spotlight on country artists, both past and present.
Okay, here's my some reporter who apparently knows, you know, why this is such a big deal. If, let's just flip this. If a group like Florida Georgia Line, and you guys, by the way, could totally convince me, I could be wrong about this, but let's just say that a country group like Florida Georgia Line, because I think they did hit some hip-hop song with Nelly or something. One of those groups did.
Okay.
Say they put out, say they had I think they called it hip-hop, right? Remember that?
Oh,
when that was a term?
That country guy's rap.
Yeah. Imagine they did that and they said, hey, this song is the biggest song of the year. And since they're rapping, it's a rap song. Would you really expect them to be nominated for best hip-hop song of the year?
If it went number one on the hip-hop charts. I mean, her record went number one on the country charts. But if there was a country guy who was rapping and it went number one and it sold a bunch of copies, I'm not saying they'd win, but I at least expect it to be nominated.
But hold on, so did she go number one? Did she get played on country radio?
Well, that I don't know, but they said country charts, so it's either
okay.
Sales
well,
or...
I thought that they didn't
the
play
Beyonce
this on
fans
country radio.
Streamed it, got it to number one, but
at
I don't
streaming.
Know if it necessarily crossed over and was played on country radio.
I thought I there was a, there was discussion that it wasn't being played on country radio.
Maybe
and I'm not
is,
saying that's
but
right
still
or wrong,
in
the, but
it was, you know...
If it got that many
right.
streams...
in it. And then it had the most sales or whatever, so it was number one on the charts.
It's the Lil Nas X thing all over again.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So if Urban Radio didn't pick up the fake Florida Georgia Line song,
right.
but it got so many streams that it pushed itself into these brackets
and
being the biggest song
hip-hop,
of the year.
I would think
that
would probably be nominated.
That it should be nominated for something?
Yeah.
I just feel like people,
it's just hard to not
nominate. Whether they admit it or not, they want their music to be genuine, and they don't like it when someone else comes in and does it just as well or better than some of their favorite artists have been doing
sure.
it for long. You know what I mean? They want to believe that the person is genuine. And they can argue and say, no, it doesn't matter to me. But I think for a lot of people, it does matter. They want to. They don't think Beyonce is a country star. They think
exactly.
she put out a country-themed album. And that she's still a huge pop star. And that she's not a country musician. And that no one would describe her as a country musician. No matter how big the album got, she wouldn't describe herself as a country musician, would
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I think we put them in boxes. I would say we probably do that like with Taylor Swift.
Right.
Like, she put out that last record. I didn't listen to all of it, but, you know, when it came out, I kind of went through it. The first song in that record, whatever it was, sounds just like, you know, a popular alternative
yes.
on rock song.
Some of those
know?
Do.
Like,
yep.
But nobody
because it's
rock,
Taylor.
You know, we didn't play it. Alternative stations didn't play it. They're like, we're not going to do it because it's Taylor Swift. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's more of a problem with radio than it is them.
And maybe that's what this all boils down to is radio. Maybe I should be upset that country radio didn't pick up.
And
yeah. Beyonce, I don't know. But I just think that this is not a surprise at all. I guess I just don't think of it as being snubbed because I don't think of her as a country artist. That's all.
Yeah, no,
and for people
either.
Who are crying racism, like, she did. And so maybe it is. Maybe she did get snubbed and maybe it is racist. I don't know. I just think I would have been surprised if she walked away with a bunch of CMAs this year. Although, I guess I should be surprised that she put out a country album and that it did as well as it did. So maybe I'm wrong here. Do you see what I'm saying, though? That
I'm
people want their genres, they very much like people to fit into a box somewhere,
of
even
course.
If that's pop. Because
well,
pop
what
is
made
its own
the
box.
Record so interesting is that it, you know, she just changed completely.
Yeah.
It was like, here's this big, you know,
country
urban
album.
Pop star who puts out a country album.
And then you could argue what makes an album country anyway, or a song country. Does it have to have steel guitar? Does a person just have to wear a cowboy hat? Does someone have to get dumped? Does there have to be a truck and a case of beer? What is it that makes it a country song?
All
I don't
of
know.
Those things.
Probably all. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.